insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليكم my brothers and sisters in faith. In another session we would talk about some other moral characters and manners of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. First of all, let's listen to the recitation of the holy verse of the verse of Surah Ali Imran.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر. It's by Allah's mercy that you are gentle to them. If you had been harsh, tough, and hard-hearted, surely they have scattered from around you. So forgive them and ask Allah for forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his prophet's manner as a mercy by him. One of the mercies of Allah upon his prophet is that he has given him a moral character in facing and in communicating with other people, Muslims and non-Muslims, which is that he is gentle to people. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. The verb لِنْتَ comes from the Arabic word lean, which means gentleness. And gentleness in this word, I mean in the Arabic word of lean, has two meanings. The gentleness in face, leanul wajh, and the gentleness in heart, leanul qalb. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household has all of these two kinds of gentleness. He was gentle in his face. He was open-faced. He was not tough. And he was gentle in heart. He was kind to people. He was easy in communicating with people. So, as we mentioned, this gentleness itself is a mercy by Allah, so that the people do not be scattered from around the Prophet. This is so common, even if in our society, if someone is tough, if someone is harsh, is hard-hearted, no one wants to have relations with him. But if someone is kind and is open-faced, lots of people want to have relations with him. They gather around him. They accept him. So this is the mercy of Allah that gives his prophet this gentleness so that people accept him and believe in him. In the same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had been harsh, if you had been tough, if you had been hard-hearted, surely they have scattered from around you. So, my Prophet, when you are so gentle that people prefer to be with you and to gather around you, you have to forgive them. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ means forgive them, pardon them. Of course, this pardoning, this forgiving, and this gentleness, as we mentioned in the previous sessions, is for all mankind in a general meaning, and for those who believe and the faithful in a special meaning. It has been narrated that when the Prophet was on a journey with some of his disciples, in the way, he, for a short period of time, he just left his companions for personal purpose. And when he was lying on the ground, away from his friends and his companions, suddenly a polytheist who was around there and knew that the Prophet is alone appeared standing beside the Prophet with a sword. Then he asked the Prophet, "Who will save you from me now?" The Prophet replied, "Allah the Almighty." The polytheist drawn his sword intending to kill the Prophet, but suddenly fell down. The Prophet stood up quickly, took the sword and asked him, "Okay, now who will save you from me, from my sword?" The polytheist answered, "Your forgiveness." What did the Prophet do? Just suppose that you are at that situation. Someone wants to kill you. By Allah's mercy, you overcome him. And so you take the sword and you stand up. And he is under your control. What would you do if he asks you to forgive him? What did the Prophet do? The Prophet forgave him, said, "Okay, go away, I've forgiven you." So this was the forgiveness of the Prophet. So in this way, the Prophet forgave a polytheist. And also we read in the history that when the killer of Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet, came to the Prophet after the victory of Mecca, and asked for forgiveness, the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household said, "I forgave you, go away." And you know that Hamza Sayyidu Shuhada, the uncle of the Prophet, was so beloved by the Prophet, and he was so sad when he heard about his martyrdom. So this afu, this forgiveness, and that gentleness, lean, is basic character in the personality of our Prophet, which is not confined only to Muslims. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Here I want to mention a misconception and misunderstanding of the Prophet. The question maybe rises up from some verses of the Holy Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says, Muhammadur Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffari ruhama'u baynahum. Those who are with the Prophet are hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. Or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his Prophet, "O my Prophet, O the Prophet, wage jihad against the faithless and the hypocrites and be severe with them." Ya ayyuha an-nabi jahid al-kuffara wal munafiqina waghlud alayhim. You may ask, why Allah asks the Prophet to be severe with the polytheists or with the faithless? I want to answer to this question according to some other verses of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, وَإِن نَكَثُوا أَيْمَانَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ عَهْدِهِمْ وَطَعَنُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. But if they break their pledges after their having made a treaty and revile your religion, then fight the leaders of the faithless. إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ. Indeed, they have no commitment to pledges. This sentence is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fight the leaders of the faithless, fight the faithless. Why? Is it because they do not believe in you? No, because they have no commitment to pledges. إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ. This is the most important point. Also, another verse in Surah Al-Mumtahina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah does not forbid you in regard to those who did not make war against you on account of religion and did not expel you from your home, that you deal with them with kindness and justice. So, if the faithless do not make war, if they do not bother you, you have to be just, you have to be kind towards them. The problem is, the problem starts when they have no commitment to pledges, and when they show hostility toward you, and when they start waging wars toward you. This is the problem. So you have to be severe with them. You have to be severe with the hypocrites, not because they are a human being, not because they are faithless, but because they have no commitment to pledges, because they don't respect their treaty. And as a result, we can come to this conclusion that we also, as followers of our Prophet, should be merciful towards our brothers in Islam and also towards the followers of other religions. To the faithless, we have to forgive them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered His Prophet to forgive them and to be kind and gentle to them. Inshallah, in the next session, we would talk more about some moral characters of our beloved Prophet concerning his relations with Muslims and believers in special. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu. 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 Subhanaka.